Lisa Gardner is a number one New York Times best-selling thriller novelist. She's my guest today with her latest, Look For Me. This novel will grab you by the throat and by your heart from the start. In Look For Me, Gardner brings back two of her most compelling and complicated characters, fan favorite Sergeant Detective Dee Dee Warren and victim-turned-vigilante Flora Dane. Welcome to the show, Lisa.
Oh, thank you so much, Terry.
You know, you made me stay up too late last night.
Aww. I love to hear that.
I'm halfway through Look For Me, and I did not want to stop reading. I get up at 4:15, and I have to ask, where you go inside your head when you're writing some of those scenes?
You know, it's interesting. I'm not an author who has a plan. People are like, how did you produce that prologue?
Yeah.
I don't know. Flora Dane and Detective Dee Dee Warren coming back together in the same book. That's ingenious. It's like, yeah, I didn't plan that either.
So this just sort of comes to you?
Yeah, I'm always inspired by some kind of real life crime. Yeah. So in the case of Look For Me, I had been reading for a bit that every now and then we have these scenarios where an entire family is murdered and the teenage daughter, that's always the daughter, is missing. And real life, half of the time, it's because the daughter was involved in the murder of her family.
Yeah.
Maybe there was, you know, an evil boyfriend, drug addiction, whatever. But the other half of the time, the family was murdered to abduct the daughter. Uh-huh. And I just, these kind of situations and the ambiguity of them, and just wanting to understand the answers. What it would be like if you're Detective Dee Dee Warren and you're called to this crime scene. Okay, the Baez family. You know, four of them have been shot and killed. But the 16-year-old is missing. I mean, it's an Amber Alert situation because you have a missing kid,
mm-hmm.
minor. You're in a densely populated area. We have a million eyes, ears, cameras, and yet that almost muddies the water. It's like
right.
too much information. How do you come up to speed? How do you get all the answers you need immediately on a family? Because a family is very complicated. And at this point, you don't even know. Are you looking for a killer? I mean, did this girl do something hideous?
Yeah.
Or is she the next victim? I mean, how do you even approach such a case? I mean, I have no plan. I just have lots of questions.
And that's what's so interesting, because as I'm reading it, you are throwing all these twists and turns, and it's like, how does she keep this straight? Because I'm like, wow, yeah, it could be this. Oh, no, it could be that. And it's just, it's a fascinating, it's a great, great read. And I'm just so amazed at your, that I was going to ask, well, you know, what's your writing process and editing and revisions and all that? And it's like, whatever.
So, I love the fact that you think I have a process. So what I actually do is I take my fictional crime and I go to actual law enforcement.
Mm.
What are the logical questions you would ask? How would you start to try to peel the thing apart? Because it is a puzzle.
Yeah.
But in the real world, too, it's a puzzle that has a ticking clock. And a lot, actually, of people involved. You know, post-September 11, people will tell you, cops will tell you, the public really is trying to pay attention.
Yeah.
I mean, there was this day and age where no one would tell you anything. Now, everyone is trying to pay attention, but it's almost too much data. Like,
mm-hmm.
how do you wade through this?
Yeah.
So you go with a local cop. You do research. You figure out, okay, these are the logical steps that would be taken. But, you know, we don't want to solve the crime on book page 10, right?
Right.
So then you have to start thinking of, as a novelist, well, what are the complications? Why can't we get this information? Or what's, you know, going to happen next?
Right.
And that's the real fun part. I mean, to this day, I mean, I still enjoy that. Writing a thriller and presenting a thriller, it's a game of cat and mouse. You know, you
mm-hmm.
have the detectives doing their very best I think that's a very important element of a thriller novel. Detective Dee Dee Warren does need to be the smartest detective. She needs to be doing everything exactly right. And I work very hard with law enforcement to make sure that's correct. But then what are the natural things that would complicate it? And a lot of it's just ambiguity.
Yeah.
How well do any of us know what's going on behind closed doors?
Oh.
How well can any neighbor tell you that's what that family is really like?
Mm-hmm.
And when the family itself has been shot and killed, well, you've now lost your best source of information.
Yeah.
You know, how do you approach this? And that's the puzzle. And it's kind of like, for me as a writer, now we're off and running.
Oh, boy, we are definitely off and running. I can tell you that. The book is Look For Me by Lisa Gardner, number one New York Times bestselling thriller novelist. And this is your second novel with Flora Dane, the victim turned vigilante. She is quite the character. I would ask you, where did she come from? How did she develop? And did you you've already said that it's, you know, she just showed up in this one. Do you see her in more books as well?
Absolutely. And she actually, I'm working on a novel now that's her and Dee Dee as well.
Oh, yes.
So most of my novels have been inspired by true crime.
Mm-hmm.
And in Flora's case, it was this particular situation we have. When you are a victim of a long-term crime, so Flora was abducted and held for 472 days.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, in the real world, we have examples of this.
Yeah.
J.C. Dugard, Elizabeth Smart, the Ohio kidnapping case where there's three women, Michelle Knight. There's unfortunately a lot of material and biographies.
Mm-hmm.
On victims that were held for decades, not even a year and a half, decades.
Mm-hmm.
What are the particular issues that come with that? Because in those cases, in suspense traditionally, like, you know, your Agatha Christie novel, you catch the bad guy, there's the parlor scene, you know, it was the butler with a candlestick in the library. And, you know, everyone lives happily ever after.
Yeah.
But if you're a victim of a long-term crime, a crime of that magnitude, that's just the beginning of the next chapter of your life.
Mm-hmm.
And that's Flora Dane. I mean, Jacob Ness is dead. She doesn't have to be afraid of him. And yet, she does spend every day aware of dangers. The rest of us just do not.
Mm-hmm.
She sees the threat everywhere. She sees missing girls' cases on the news, and she's obsessed because once that was her. So in the case of Look For Me, you know, she sees a missing 16-year-old, and it also turns out she has a personal connection to Rock Creek. But that's absolutely the kind of case for her she cannot let go.
Right.
And what I love about her and Dee Dee both being in this book is you have a homicide detective who, you know, is a workaholic and obsessed with her job. But you have a vigilante who's also obsessed with the job, just entirely different reasons.
Yes.
and possibly looking for a different outcome.
Uh-huh.
I mean, Flora Dane's not so interested in arresting the bad guy as she is in no bodily harm to the bad guy.
Mm-hmm.
And it's interesting for me that for readers in this day and age, that strikes a chord. It does.
It definitely does. As quite frankly, we just witnessed not that long ago on TV where the father, who had three daughters molested by the gymnastics coach, went after him in the courtroom.
Oh, my God, yeah.
You know, and, you know, quite frankly, most of us are going, get him, you know. Just don't hurt yourself.
Yeah, I like to try to be timely, and I try to include a lot of real-world experiences. And Flora Dane is a real-world experience.
Yeah.
I think Detective Dee Dee Warren is a great modern cop.
Mm-hmm.
She is an obsessive detective, but, I mean, she loves her husband. She has a great son. And in this book, she even gets a dog.
Yeah.
she doesn't understand how this happened to her, and she's not sure it's a good thing. But you know, but in the real world, the detectives I interview, they do have a healthy family life. They do have a healthy life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it used to be in thrillers forever, your detective was like the lone wolf,
mm-hmm.
you know, kind of functional alcoholic, hated everyone.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
It's,
the cops I interview, they're real people.
Yeah.
And they go home to real families.
And I think we can, I think the reader really gets, has more empathy for them. And also it helps the story, in my view, to have these characters more realistic. I think you can really get into it. And by all accounts, Roxy's mom, Roxanne Baez, was working to change her life around after losing her three children to the foster care system. Now, the foster care system is pretty well broken, I would say. What kind of research did you do, and how did that affect you personally as you sort of read those cases as well?
Well, in my real life, I am involved with at-risk families and foster families through some volunteer work I do. And I would like to say for the record that there's some really amazing positive experiences out there.
Yeah.
And in the case of Look For Me, like Manny,
mm-hmm.
he gets that dream family. I mean, there are foster families out there that really care. But it is a system that is overwhelmed right now. The number of kids who need placement versus the number of families we have available for placement, the math does not work out.
Yeah.
But in my real world, I am involved in that situation. And what I wanted to do in Look For Me was give you an opportunity to see that system through the lens of the kids actually involved.
Mm-hmm.
And from a teenager's perspective, which is Roxy's perspective, you have all of these adults trying to tell you, like, this is for your own good.
Yeah.
But it doesn't feel that way.
Mm-hmm.
You feel rather helpless. You feel rather powerless. I did work with, I have a good friend who's a volunteer for CASA, which is a child advocacy group that
mm-hmm.
actually tries to work with the kids themselves. This is why you're no longer living with your mom. This is the foster home you're in. This is how you can make arrangements to see your siblings that are at other foster homes. These are the terms your mom must meet, you know, in family court in order for you guys to be reunified. It is a process. It's a system. And I think most of us don't understand what it is. And I think in really good fiction, you have the opportunity to educate. And you have the opportunity to make people walk in someone else's shoes. And that's what I wanted to Look For Me. I mean, the foster stuff is a little bit of a sidebar.
Yeah.
But I wanted you to be able to see it from the kids' point of view.
Mm-hmm.
That this is a bunch of adults mucking in their lives and trying to tell them it's for their own good, but from the teenager's perspective, you've just screwed everything up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because
I wanted you to see Roxy's mom as a woman with an illness. She really did pull it together for her kids.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think it's very important in suspense that you care.
Mm-hmm.
It can't be... I think often in real life we dismiss things because, well, that family or they have those problems. And I wanted readers to see it as this is a real problem. The mom's really trying to work on it.
And
whatever is the answer to this riddle or whatever went wrong with this family, it was not for lack of love or good intent.
And that's one
it's
of the things.
Not that simple.
Yes. And that was one of the things that made me cheer last night as I'm reading the book is the detectives go to see Roxy's friend at the hospital and how well she speaks of Roxy's mom and how she has turned her life around. And that's really heartwarming because you have all this other stuff in there and then you can also see that there's hope because I think people want to see that too. And it is true that there is that hope. Lisa Gardner, she is the author of Look For Me. This is a this is an absolute page turner. I love it. I can't wait to finish it. And Aww. I am so looking forward to talking to you again with your next book. And you said that was with Flora again and Dee Dee Warren.
Yes, they will return. I think they're a great crime-fighting duo. You have the vigilante who has one approach and the homicide detective with another. But, I mean, they're on the job, and I think, you know, a lot of excitement, and hopefully for you, late-night page-turning too.
Absolutely. And now, just briefly, you did win, also won an award for your charity work, too, with the, is it CASA?
I won an award overall,
okay.
Silver Bullet Award from the International Thriller Writers for philanthropy. Yeah. And in particular, it's interesting because both causes inform Look for Me. I'm very active with my Humane Society for animal rescue. Mm-hmm. And there are the dogs in Look for Me were all sponsored as a supporter for my local Humane Society.
Awesome.
And then I work with at-risk kids and foster families, which, of course, becomes a huge storyline in Look for Me. And some of this is just, I don't know, I've spent 25 years researching crime. Mm-hmm. And when you do that, you need some stuff in your private life where you feel like you're trying to at least help.
Yeah.
Because so much of crime is just support we should have given earlier. I don't know how else to say it.
And that's very true, because a lot of times I'm also the news director here at the radio station, and I talk with a lot of law enforcement officers because of the reporting, and so many of the times that it's if somebody would have gotten to some of these people earlier, these other crimes would never have happened. So,
well, one of the reasons I got involved in social services is I've never interviewed with law enforcement yet, and I spend a lot of time with various levels of law enforcement who didn't believe if we hadn't spent more money on social services, that wouldn't make the bigger difference in people's lives.
Yeah.
You know, crime is after the fact.
Yeah.
Social services is preventative.
Right. Exactly.
That's my soapbox.
Lisa, thank you so much for your time. Look for Me is the book. Now, how many, just another question, how many books have you written in total?
I believe this is my 20th thriller. I'll be the first to tell you I don't count them. Someone had to tell me. And everyone keeps going, what Detective Dee Dee Warren? I was like, I don't count them. I just write them. I really don't.
Yeah.
As a novelist, you don't look backwards. You're just focused on, what am I doing now? But I believe this is my 20th thriller, so thank you.
Oh, well, thank you. And like I said, look forward to talking with you again. Wish you all the best. And I will have all this posted after the show airs, and we'll make sure that people know how to get in touch with you, how to get in touch with perhaps some of the charities as well. So thank you.
Oh, well, thank you so much, Terry.